By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, the radio home of the Warriors. Yeah, like NBA coaches a lot of times will have a deal with Armani, so then they'll wear Armani suits. I would not be surprised if he's got action.
Well, and a lot of TV people keep calendars to kind of just mark off. That's what I do because I work at K-Pix in the mornings. So I keep a calendar of what dresses I wear on what day so you don't repeat too often.
No way.
I'm sure a lot of people do it as well.
And don't they provide outfits for you too?
Hell no, guru.
Huh. Anchorman is not real.
Hi, Ross. Hi, Marshall. Nordstrom Rack.
You're a woman. Otherwise, I could give you a great tip for men. So we had a consultant come in back in the day for what looks good on TV. And you'd be surprised how simple it can be. You want to wear a white shirt or a light blue shirt, you know, the light blue.
Yeah.
And then you want your jacket, your sport jacket or your suit jacket to be dark, either navy blue or black. Then you wear a bold tie. And
that's it?
You know what they say? Guru, you probably heard it.
Give
pops.
It to me.
It pops. Yeah.
Wow.
Also,
so easy for guys.
Also, you can wear the same jacket multiple times and people won't know it's the same jacket because the outfit looks completely different.
So just the different shirt and different
Correct.
Tie. But you can have like three suits and just rotate those out.
That's exactly right.
And I always wear black, you look thinner.
True. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's absolutely true.
Well, let me tell you what else is true. The camera does put on weight. Put you on weight.
You think it?
Yes, I do.
Is it real? What does it say about it's 5 to 8 pounds?
I don't know how many.
I wouldn't know. But shout out Mark Abanez.
Look at the 408. If you follow Roz on social, she shops at Banana Republic. Is that true?
I honestly don't know, but Banana Republic.
I thought Banana Republic was mostly guy stuff.
No, they have a great girl's line.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Banana Republic.
And what do you think of Brandy Melville? Is that my daughter's like that? I know we've got Kevin Durant sound.
Don't hate on the fan.
Can I ask about Brandy Melville first?
Yes, you can ask about Brandy Melville.
So should I encourage that or discourage that? Sounds like I'm discouraging it.
I'm in the middle.
All right. Well, you know what? You can take the next 3 minutes. You should listen to this, but. Oh, we're going to 525? Oh, no, 512?
Okay. Oh.
It depends on the age, Steiny, just the age.
Okay.
Yeah. Cute stuff, though.
12?
Maybe 14.
I know she's all right.
I'm sorry.
Curly's getting mad because we got to play this. So Kevin Durant was on Chris Haynes' podcast, and Chris Haynes is Yahoo Sports. And I just want you guys to listen to this. We're going to play about 3 minutes of it because it's really, really caught the attention of a lot of Warrior fans. So let's take a listen to Kevin Durant on Chris Haynes' podcast.
What if you did capture that third consecutive title? Have you thought about what that would mean for you or your legacy, the Golden State Warriors franchise?
I know for a fact that we'll all get our jerseys retired. We'll probably all get statues here in front of the Chase Center.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be Bay Area legends forever. Meaning that people will recognize this team and his run forever in this area. Steve Kerr is going to be immortalized and going to be a legend forever. Bob Myers as well. And Joe Lacob. Yeah, I mean, that's what I think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to happen. I think about 50 years from now when they have our whole team on the Chase Center floor or whatever the arena is at that point, and all the fans are going to be cheering for us and reminiscing on those days, all of them, good and bad days, even when me and Draymond went through.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? That's probably the only thing I've been really locked in on when it comes to, like, three-peating. Like, I don't even want to look at it as three-peat, but I'm like, damn, we can do some, like, Joe Montana. Steph could be like Joe Montana and what's the receiver that caught the pass? Dwight.
Dwight Clark.
Yeah, like, somebody could be the Jerry Rice of this group. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think about just – because I know how deep the sports culture here is in the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? I see Ronnie Lott, and he's like, people just start slobbering out their mouth when they see Ronnie Lott walking through. You know what I'm saying? Just the stuff that he did in this city, in this town. for sports. And I'm like, yo, we got an opportunity to do something like that. Forget everything else.
That's what's up.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be legends here forever. Yeah. No matter how many points you score, how many MVPs or finals MVPs, that bull that they want to throw out. We are champs in the Bay Area forever. We're going to get statues and our jerseys retired. That's the coolest thing ever.
And you ain't going to never have to pay for a meal.
Never.
I mean, you don't pay
for a meal. I'm at least be able to give me a free beer every once in a while here. You know what I'm saying? I think, and the fans here, they embrace you so much when you don't even win. But imagine winning three in a row. And you do something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Man, that'd be, I was talking to Clay about that. I was like, duh. And Draymond, I was like, yo, like, we all can get statues here, bro.
Hold on, clear. Make it clear. Talking to Draymond, this is after the spat. You and Dre talking about statues.
Just talking. And I'm just like thinking, like, man, that'd be sick. You know what I'm saying? Because you know when you think of the Warriors in this run, you're thinking of Steph, Clay, Draymond, myself, Andre, Sean. Mm-hmm. I mean, then you can throw in the JaVales, you throw in the Zaza's, and you throw in now Quinn's. Like
David West.
David West. Like, you just know the culture of this team right now. And it's thick in the Bay Area. Like, everybody knows us. And I think that's the coolest part about this whole thing.
Interesting. Kevin Durant, and that was on the Chris Haynes podcast. Chris Haynes works for Yahoo Sports. Thoughts?
I told you before we heard that soundbite, I didn't think he was leaving. Then we hear Mark Spears talk about how he loves San Francisco. You and I spent a whole show talking about the city. And to hear that, Gianna, I just feel like there's no way in hell he could leave now. Having those thoughts about statues and owning everything. And then I remember he was over at the Chase Center. Oh, by the way, call me naive, but if I were to bet, and I used to, G, I'm
you
betting
still
that
do, don't you?
I ran out of bread. it went bankrupt, but he's not going anywhere.
I mean, it certainly makes it sound like he's thinking about his future and his legacy. And, you know, there's, I think, little sprinkles there that focus a bit on what it means to be part of the Warriors and this team. So I would definitely lean in that direction.
Wow. Can I play devil's advocate a little bit?
Al Pacino.
I didn't see it like that or hear it like that. I kept hearing him say three-peat. I never heard him say anything about after a three-peat.
Well, I thought going to the Chase Center would be after the three-peat.
He said the statues are going to be out in front of the Chase Center.
Oh, well, I took that as him, you know, he couldn't get that unless he continued to play here after this season.
If you guys heard it like you heard it.
The text line, KD a Warrior forever, let's go!
Why didn't he talk about winning a fourth and a fifth like LeBron?
And your boy did press him on, so you talked to Draymond after
he didn't. Now, they haven't talked. Oh, they're still fuming.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
No, not at all. They're brothers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're brothers.
I agree with some people saying they agree with you. They heard the same thing. I don't know. I score at KD staying. That's how I took that.
That's fair.
Michael Buffer.
Now, he's not a judge. He doesn't score like a judge. He just says, let's get ready to run.
That's what I really was saying. I always dreamt of having that job. Let's get ready. It was boxing.
What, Curly? I have no idea what he's talking about.
He's in your ear.
I know, but it's confusing. It reminds me of an old... I remember watching one-on-one with Jim Barnett and Elvin Hayes. And
are
Chris
you kidding
Schenkel
me?
Was doing play-by-play, and someone was in his ear. And he's like, I can't concentrate when you're in my ear. And you
know. Yeah, Rick Tittle don't like it either.
I don't say I didn't like it.
Oh.
I just... Sometimes it's tough.
Yeah, by the way, that line is copywritten.
What line?
Well, the one that we really can't say. No.
Was that not supposed to?
Just FYI.
Am I sure?
I can't say that?
I don't think you're allowed to say that. No. Mm-mm. Just FYI. Just so you know.
Well, what will happen if I say it?
I think I did.
What happens if I say it?
Maybe we'll find out.
What you got on my PG&E, Donnie?
You're writing like a checklist. I'll get fined?
Right.
It's Matt Stein. It's going to get fined.
The station
Michael Buffer's going to come after me. No, the station. What do I care? The station?
I think the thing too with the Kevin Durant
first one was amazing. What if you real quick?
Oh, go ahead, Steiny.
Okay, I didn't know that. So are we going to get in trouble now?
No,
did
we're
I
fine.
Say it?
We're fine.
I think I did.
You did say it. There's a few. There's
Who
a few
did?
Things that are copyrighted.
He did.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's all good. I think we're going to be fine.
Did Buffer do that? Did he get it copyrighted? What a horse is behind.
I got you.
Get some pennies every time somebody
right.
says
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, Gianna.
No, I was going to say, I think with the Kevin Durant comments too, like it's you know, one step at a time. If the team pulls off a three-peat in the Durant era, then obviously that sort of cements the future that Durant is, you know, talking about and what he's viewing for the team. So I think it's like baby steps. You got to get there first, and then you can think about the fourth and the fifth. Don't you, right?
Yeah, because he had to know if he's talking about the chase and a statue, you got to be a part of the team, bud. Going Al Bundy, bud.
Now I'm getting worried.
Don't get worried.
You know how you do this all the time? It's like, I'm getting texts here. I don't like it.
What was my,
I'm getting texts from people who know.
Yeah.
At the break, I'm going to show you a list.
I just got a guy from the office say, it's been nice working with you.
Oh, no.
You're fine, Steiny.
He says, Buffer sues all the time. You know what? Apparently, I'll be fine. Elena's in trouble. She didn't dump it.
God, the way to throw her under the
bus.
Wow,
he just drove over Elena and backed up.
Oh, you got to throw Elena under the bus.
Wow.
It comes down to Elena.
I love Elena.
Okay, well, listen, my bad. You think he'll... My bad.
I hope you got $1 million in your bank account.
It's my fault.
Can I say it on the street? I say, hey, Goo. I'm afraid to say it now. Anyway. All right. I'm shocked. I didn't know there were. What else can I say?
Well, let's not say it.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I'll tell you at the break.
Let's forget it. All right. 888-957-9570. You heard what Kevin Durant said to Chris Haynes. How did you guys read it or listen to it, I should say? I heard a guy who wants to three-peat, and I heard a guy who sounds like if he three-peats, he kind of's happy with all that.
No, I felt like a guy that was saying forever warrior. And he would get statues. You're not getting a statue if you win this year and cut out.
What, are you kidding? Are you absolutely out of your mind?
No, he would be. He left.
If the Warriors win a title this year. Okay, if they win a title.
Three-peat.
And Durant goes to anywhere. Yeah. I don't know what he's going to get his number retired. He's going to get his jersey retired. He's going to get a statue.
But there will be no cement for a statue, buddy.
You can't not have
That's
Durant.
That's never, ever, has it happened?
What?
Well, I guess Shaq left for, like Orlando. Shaq didn't have a statue in Orlando.
They didn't win.
Well, no, it didn't matter. He was great.
Of course it's about winning. Of course it's about winning. Kevin Durant was a member
leave
of three.
And get a statue,
The
Stoddy.
Only reason they won it is because he came. You can't leave him
they
out.
They won before him.
They did win one before him.
Should have won twice.
Well, they didn't. They didn't. You know why? Because they didn't have him the second year. Kevin Durant came to the Warriors, and that's coincided with what may be a three-peat. He is getting everything that the other guys
too,
get.
Would you sign off on that if you were with the Warriors?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you why. Is because Warrior fans...
I hold grudges.
Warrior fans are not going to be PO'd at Kevin Durant if he leaves.
This is fascinating.
I don't think so.
See, he thought that with OKC, and look, he probably still feels some type of way.
No, it's way different. OKC's Cowtown. They didn't want to leave. You know, he left that franchise in shambles. Okay. He's not going to leave this one in shambles because Curry's still here and Clay. Am I crazy?
I disagree. No statue, Steiny. Maybe the jersey. I'm going to give you the jersey. But no statue.
Okay, if there's no statue of Durant, then there can't be a statue of Draymond or Clay.
Oh, there's no, you, dude.
No.
Wow.
Curry is in a league
by
himself.
It's not happy hour either.
What do you mean?
In case people think you. Dray and Clay are getting theirs. They're homegrown. They're homegrown, Steiny.
So? Who cares?
They built something for Katie to
come. What about Iguodala? Does he get a statue?
No.
He'll be part of four titles.
I love you, Dre.
He was a finals MVP, something Curry's never done. I don't get it. How can you say no to Kevin Durant with a statue? You can't separate these four guys.
Because I can look at it, the organization can look at it like, hey, did you guys win four? No, why? KD left.
Okay.
I think they would hold that against him.
I don't think so.
Because three could be six if you don't leave.
If Joe Lacob's light years, who cares if Durant leaves or not? He'll just find another Durant.
Well, no doubt with that. Wow. Dre's getting a statue. They're all
35 is going to be hanging from the rafters at the Chase Center.
Oh, that I get. He's already got that. I'm with you, Stani, on that.
But
the statue is, you got to still be here, buddy. You can't just leave us. Don't come.
Draymond's gone at the end of next year anyway. What's the difference? Draymond's not going to retire a Warrior.
Well, that would be his choice, I believe. It won't be because he decided to go to greener pastures. KD is like greener pastures. Like, hey, you know what? It was cool here. I appreciate the hospitality.
What if Draymond goes back to Detroit?
Statue, Steiny. Wow. If he left, even if they three-peat.
Let's.
All right. Because people are going to be bitter at him if he leaves.
See, I don't think so. I really don't.
Fan, short for fanatic.
I understand that. But he came here. He maybe will deliver three consecutive titles. Nobody's going to be mad at him.
Why'd you leave, Gianna, if it was so good?
Because he needs another challenge. Because this is too easy.
But what about the Bay?
It's too easy.
We love you, KD. You're leaving us?
Doesn't matter. It's too easy. It's too easy.
Gianna?
I mean, I think Clay, Curry, Green, absolutely 100% are shoo-ins. I mean, if we get if Durant gets a third title here, if there's a three-peat, then yeah, he gets a statue guru, even if he leaves.
Wow.
What?
I'm shocked.
If that doesn't happen, then I would.
You know what? I guess
I'm interested in how Warrior fans are going to feel if he does leave.
I don't think there's anybody that great that gets a statue and can leave while you're on top and it can continue, but you decide to, your prerogative, Bobby Brown, we talked about it. You go that way. You don't get no cement.
See, people say, Steiner, you're crazy. Nobody gets a statue after 3 years of service.
If you stay,
when
Gianna,
you win
you get
three
it.
Straight titles,
okay.
It's a big
look,
deal.
Here's the bottom line. People hate this, but I don't. This is the bottom line, all right? The Warriors won a title. Then they lost the title.
Okay.
Then Durant came, and they're going to rip three off in a row.
Gotcha.
You tell me you're going to not, you know, Draymond, you're in. Curry, you're in. Clay, you're in. But KD, it's almost like we want it without you. I mean, come on, give me a break. They don't win three without him in a row. It's inconceivable.
But a statue is graveyard love. It's forever.
That's right.
So why are you going somewhere else?
Because he was the most important person in delivering the dynasty.
Oh,
the
I see.
Dynasty.
People argue with that. I think it's number 30. Now, he had some good finals because he had his big brothers with him, Steiny.
Please.
Now, I'm going to say the foundation, Gianna, was already built before Kevin Durant got here. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's
that means
true.
Something. Steiny.
Warriors,
OKC going to give Durant a statue? No.
Well, he didn't win anything there. They didn't win a title.
And they're still hurt.
He's the biggest reason.
The fans.
From the 707 on the Chilton Autobody text line, a third title at Oracle, not Chase. So no Chase, no statue.
That's it. Words are amazing. That's what
an interesting point.
Steiny, I'm shocked.
At what?
That he would get some hardware over at the new stadium that he never played one game in.
He toured it. I mean, what do you want him to do?
Play there.
Set up shop there? No.
You got statue. That's everything, Steiny.
Exactly. How are you gonna put a stat? Okay, they win it this year.
All right, three-peat.
All right, he leaves. They never win it again.
Oh.
How are you going to put three statues up and not of Durant? Come on. That's ridiculous. I get, LeBron doesn't have one in Miami. He doesn't have, you didn't win three in a row.
No, he's getting his jersey. KD's getting his jersey in the Raptor.
How many three-peats have there been in the NBA? Like two or three tops.
I want to say
two.
Right,
so if the Warriors do that, then they've done something that only one or two other franchises have ever done. And the big reason why they will have done it is because KD came to the Warriors.
Okay, but why stop at three?
You're going to eliminate?
If you love it here.
Because
if you're one of us.
Too easy. It's not a challenge for them. People aren't like you and me. These pro athletes want challenges. They want to be challenged. Come on. You really think Durant's being challenged? You think the Warriors are really being challenged?
So why can't Clay have that thought process? He could leave and say it's not
Everybody's different. Everybody's different.
He's homegrown. The Bay is his home.
Actually, L.A.'s his home, isn't it?
Yep, no, but he's treating the Bay like it's his home because he's signing the dotted line.
Yes, Rick Barry gets the first statue.
He
never played in the Chase Center.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Him leaving, Steiny, that's a hard one. And I'm not saying he's not deserving.
Well, if it's a hard one, then it's a good one.
That hurts me, Gianna. You leave us and I'm still going to...
That's going to hurt, sure.
That would be technically a divorce, right?
Yeah, but you can't ignore the history of what happened with KD here. You're just going to forget about it because you leave?
Get a retirement. He deserves that. But a statue? Statues are for people that are still here.
Draymond Green will not be here in 2 years.
That's speculation. So then what? You speculate now, Steiny. Dray retiring a dub.
You want to bet? You want to bet? I bet you right now Draymond doesn't retire a Warrior.
As I get my older age, years is far down the road. I'll take it day by day. Go ahead, Steiny. Help us out now. Yeah.
If Curry, if Clay, if Draymond all retire Warriors, it changes a sliver. Not much, though. But when Draymond leaves at the end of next year because the Warriors aren't going to pay him crazy money, then what? You're going to leave Draymond out? Because he only played 8 years here?
That's interesting. It's fascinating.
How can you erase Kevin Durant from the history books?
Dude, going up in there, that rafter is everything. That jersey return, he's got that. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But you don't think people are tired? Warrior fans aren't tired of winning and trying to combat the Celtics? Who's to say when this thing would stop consecutively championships?
It would
hurt him. I'm not saying he's not worthy.
Would it hurt him if he goes to the Knicks and they win a title in 2 or 3 years?
It wouldn't help. Nobody here would be happy. People would be heartbroken.
No, they're not. People will not be heartbroken if he lost, if he leaves.
People are covering their ears. Hey, you and that Steiny talking about KD leaving, he's going to leave because you guys are talking about. No, we're talking about what's real. It's his contract situation.
Do Warrior fans actually think Kevin Durant's going to retire a Warrior?
Oh, there's some right now that'll call in and tell us.
So wait a minute. All four guys are going to retire Warriors.
Gianna, there's
the
dreamers out there
I've ever heard.
But some are holding on to it.
They're holding on hope.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah,
if the Warriors, if Curry, Durant, Clay, and Draymond all retire Warriors, Bob Myers should be fired right now. Right now he should be fired. There's no chance.
If they're on the six straight chips?
Yeah, okay, they're going to win championships at 35. Come on. Come on, man. The team's got to evolve. You guys are crazy. You guys are nuts.
Wow. I'm shocked.
All right. Yeah, that's the big question right there, 707. What if they don't win a title this year?
Then Durant only has 2 rings and 1 finals MVP.
Then he won't get one.
And I'm going to say this. Can Durant say he can't say he four, you know, they won 4 in a row?
I don't think anybody gives a.
I don't think they care.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's worthy, but if you leave, you can't get it. That's just me.
888-957-9570. You heard the conversation. Feel free to jump in. You're listening to Steinmetz and Guru filling in for Damon Bruce alongside Gianna, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and Gianna Franco are in for Damon Bruce today. Damon taking a few days off, and you can normally hear Guru and I at 10 in the morning, 10 to 12. And I must say that this feels different doing a show from 3 to 7.
How's your body clock?
I don't like it.
But look at what?
I don't like it at all. It's everything's different.
I feel like the
just a change.
I don't like it.
I feel like the bags under my eyes are lesser because I get more sleep.
Yeah, you probably got to sleep better.
Yeah, you might not can tell, but I can.
I mean, I'm thinking about going to bed at about 10 of 8, so already I'm going to be off that schedule. I mean, 10 of 8 at night. All right. Wow, we got into it.
Phone time blew up.
Yeah, okay, so we're talking about statues, but let me make it simpler.
Okay.
If the Warriors win it this year, Okay.
Gotcha.
And Kevin Durant leaves. Pick a team.
Sacramento Kings.
Okay. When the Sacramento Kings come into Chase Center next year, I don't believe Kevin Durant's going to get booed.
It would be like OKC times 10.
Oh my gosh, no.
When you lose something so great, Gianna, it turns to venom. Spider-Man, it turns to venom.
I don't think so.
And I'm with you. If he stays, he's earned it already. But if you leave a good thing, Gianna, I want to know why. And the people are going to turn on you. That it comes with the territory. And I think the great Kevin Durant underestimated OKC.
Did Cleveland boo LeBron when he came back?
They were burning his jerseys.
Right.
But it first happened.
Exactly.
Then he came back.
Right. And what happened?
They loved him again.
And as far as LeBron not getting a statue in Miami, let's see. They haven't made a decision on that. Let's take some calls. I don't even know where to go. Let's go to Matt in Pittsburgh. What's up, Matt?
How you guys doing, Guru? You're tripping, man. When KD leaves, they need to cheer him. They need to give him a standing ovation, man.
I think so.
That
too.
Guy deserves a statue, wow. No matter what. I don't care where he goes after he leaves. If he leaves, I'm hoping he retires as a Warrior. But if he goes, that guy deserves a statue. And I just want to say that I'm pretty sure Shaquille O'Neal's got one down in Staples Center, and he left that when they could have won a lot more championships, man.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point.
Well, they pushed him out. They chose Kobe over him. So Shaq had to leave.
You really think Durant would get booed?
I think there would be a group of fans that would be very bitter about the whole thing.
Very small percentage.
No doubt.
Because thinking of what could have been had he stayed, and that's the thing. But I mean, yeah, I know, but it's because people are not satisfied. They want more. You give them a little bit, and they want it all. You know, three's not enough. But once they get to three, now we need four.
And you're moving into this new luxurious home.
What does that have to do with it? That has nothing to do with anything.
No, for the...
What?
We want to win
chips
in our inaugural season.
Well, it becomes a Chase era at that point, so kind of a new thing.
He ain't leaving, though. I told you that months ago.
It didn't sound like it. I mean, there's been the article about how he loves San Francisco.
Yeah. The Fillmore.
Now this whole Chris Haynes podcast being here and the future.
Why are people calling me negative? I'm the one that's saying that there's no way Kevin Durant should get booed if he comes back. That's positive. How am I negative? If you boo Kevin Durant and he comes back, come on.
You understand it, though. LeBron, Kevin Durant.
I think it would be wrong. I really think that would be wrong. 90. If the Warriors win it this year, Durant goes and signs with the Knicks, he comes back, you got to give him a standing ovation.
There will be a lot of people that will do that, but there's some diehards that want to see the Warriors win. Gianna, five in a row. What did LeBron say? Six, seven, eight.
I know. Notice who else didn't say that. George in Los Gatos. What's up, George? How you doing, man?
When I heard you guys play the podcast to KD, what I heard was KD is not saying he's leaving after 3 years. He's the best of the four stars at saying, I don't want to talk about that right now. And one of the things he does not want to ever say is four-peat because it's a really bad look. To talk about a four-peat now when you're trying to go for the third one, he's never going to do it. You're not going to hear him talk about it all season
long. Good. That's a good point. That's fair.
And with regard to a statue, what I'm thinking about is 7 years Oklahoma, 3 years Warriors. I'm not so sure you get a statue for that. Thanks a lot, guys.
But that, keep in mind, three titles
okay,
in three
But three
years.
Is quick, though. Three is quick, Stoney. I'm with you.
And this is going to...
Uh-oh.
People are not going to like this.
Gianna.
But the only reason we're talking about statues in the first place is because Durant came. All right? Steph's going to get his.
All right.
But one title ain't getting anything for Draymond. It ain't getting anything for Klay Thompson. The only reason those two will end up getting statues is because Durant was the impetus for a three-peat. What?
No, you're right. You are right. The numbers and everything you say right now are right. But in my mind, in minds of Bay Area fans, Gianna, the Warriors went back-to-back without Kevin Durant. And I know they didn't. They got up to 3-1. So I feel like you're giving too much of the pie of what is a three-peat now, Stoney, to the new guy that came in. And he's been fantastic. He saved him, his shots. But the foundation in the 73-win season, unanimous MVP, that happened, and they went through Kevin Durant to do it. So I can't just throw that away and say, you know, since you got here, we three-peated.
Yeah.
I could argue that all
two-time finals all four MVP.
Of them, all four of them are as valuable as Kevin Durant is.
Well, good. Then retire all four jerseys and make statues of all four. How can you take one out? That's ridiculous.
He's not leaving, Steiny.
Let's go to Ken in Los Gatos. What's up, Ken? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny, Guru, and Giada. How you doing? Thanks for the good show.
Thank you.
Hey, I think I picked up something you guys didn't catch on. You really focused on statues, which is what the conversation was about. But he said when they were talking about, hey, you think you'll get you know, free dinners and stuff like that, he actually said in that interview, I hope at least I get a free beer when I come back. So that made me cringe a little bit.
He did say that. You're right.
We're fired.
Ooh.
What if we were?
Now, he may have, but he was talking about 50 years from now, too, so he might have been talking about.
You know
about,
what? You might be right.
Hopefully, you'll buy me a beer.
I need to hear
by
it again.
Way, can I? Go ahead. Why would you ever buy a pro athlete a beer?
As appreciation, a token. Because you can't afford nothing.
The dude's making $42 million a year, and you're going to say, can I buy you a beer, KD? No
what
chance.
What do you want to say, some Gucci shoes?
No chance.
Gianna, you know what
no
it
chance.
Means. It's a token.
It is. It's kind of
no.
a cool thing. Let me buy you a beer. I mean, no. and he does. He deserves a beer now. Anywhere
well, we
he goes,
saw him drink
him a beer.
He don't do good with beer. Remember at the parade?
I forgot about
it
that.
It did kind of did go. Yeah.
What happened?
You know, it didn't go. You could tell he wasn't a beard.
Yeah, I don't think.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
kind of spit it, you know.
I don't think
you know. And the little memes went out of it. Okay, you don't like beer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beer. Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't take it that when he comes back, like in 2 years as a member.
I gotta hear it again.
I actually thought it was, you know, when he comes back after it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Which.
When in his older age.
Like when he's retired and enjoying his mansion in Florida.
Yeah.
How about the 480? Hampton's Five will get a statue as a group. But then you got to separate Curry, though, right? Curry's got to get his own.
That's the myths. They're probably already getting ready for Steph.
I think Curry's got to be in the, you know, Michael Jordan. He's got to be right out free. He's got to be the Willie Mays statue.
Wow, look at
doesn't
you.
He? I mean, yep. that's a no-brainer.
I'm with you.
That's a no-brainer. Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, so the other day when I called and I said LeBron had I'm going to get to what I'm saying, but I was wrong and you guys were right about the goaltending thing, first off. But I think KD's not going anywhere because I know a cat that's getting a luxury box. And some of the Warriors are meeting with people who are actually dropping like this $10 million to get these luxury boxes. I'm not going to ever be in it, but I noticed Cat that's getting one. And apparently some of the Warriors players was, you know, there, you know, while he was doing it. And their mayor, you know, and basically some of the players are like, yeah, they're going to stick around or whatever. So, I mean, that's just all hearsay and whatnot. But, you know, if some of the players are telling the people that are buying luxury boxes, hey, I'm going to be here next year because this cat's dropping $10 million, you know, there's something to be said about that. And when they do build statues for the Warriors, they just need to build a half-court courtyard and have each of the five players, and wherever they're at on the court, like Curry damn near from half-court shooting threes, Durant doing that drive to the rack, Draymond snatching a rebound, and Clay over there chilling, bombing from the corner. You know what I mean? They that's how they got to position everybody. So, and if you want to have a statue, man, you got to be with the team at least 5, 6, 7, 8 years, man, and win a few titles. You can't just roll in and roll out and expect to get a statue. I mean, Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't win three without him.
But the fact, if he were to leave, Steiny, and it would be 3 years, just give it to me. Like Steph, you, in your mind, he can't be MVP
Start over. Sorry about that.
The fact that his tenure would be 3 years,
right?
It culminated in three titles.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But if you're only here 3 years and you leave,
right,
you do not get a statue. You do not qualify because the tenure is too short. It was wonderful, but Gianna, come on now.
It's three championships, Guru.
I disagree.
I mean, that's
he's rubbing off on you.
But that's a big deal.
How many?
Well, let's just start building statues for every. I mean,
oh really? You're talking about the two-time Finals MVP? Oh, for anybody? What are you compared to Harold Baines?
Three-time.
What's he? Harold Baines?
Popping it like that either? Him getting
Harold Baines? That's a joke. Hey, let's for the people who are just joining us, let's listen to what Durant said. This is going to be a shorter clip, but so they know what we're talking about. Go ahead.
I know for a fact that we'll all get our jerseys retired. We'll probably all get statues here in front of the Chase Center. Mm-hmm. We'll be Bay Area legends forever, meaning that people will recognize this team and his run forever in this area.
What'd you hear?
Bay Area legend. I just love the fact that I'm from the Bay.
A couple things. The text Legends. Line's making some good points. I do agree with this. If he comes back a Laker, that's all bets are off. Okay. All right. All bets are off if he comes back a Laker.
So his destination is part of it.
Just the Lakers, I think. I don't know if he... I think just the Lakers. Here's the other thing. I agree with this. If KD leaves and they win another title after he leaves, no statue. I'm with that.
That's interesting.
But if he leaves and that's the end of it. Let's go to Don in San Francisco. What's up, Don? How you doing, man?
Hey, not much. I just want to add on some few things. You know, everybody covered up, you know, most of the stuff I was going to say. But you know what? I think he's going to stay. You know what? Let him stay for a little while. Give him that statue. You know, he helped us out. You know, he's got that killer, you know, Euro step, slam to the dunk, you know, dunk to the hoop. I like it, like the little jump back he does. But you know what? He ain't going to be all that without the rest of those guys around him. And he had a better band of brothers here than he did in OKC because him and little Russell Westbrook, they couldn't pull the trigger. They couldn't finish it up. And over here, he can. So if he does go, he goes to someone else. Hopefully he'll have better brothers than he have here, but I don't think so.
Hey, I got a
keep that trophy inside because somebody will damage it if he leaves.
I got a question for you, Don. You there?
Go ahead, sir.
Yep. If Durant comes back next year as a member of the Knicks, do you boo him?
Uh-huh. Oh, for sure. That's the way the Bay Area goes. Some people are going to love him, but they ain't going to have love for him for 3 years. If he stays here for a while, they will have love for him.
Wow.
But if he comes back, you know, next year, yeah, there'll be a lot of birds going his way.
All right.
And we'll call him cream cake instead of cupcake.
Thanks for the call.
And this, Steiny, this is real, too, from the 650. If AT&T Park is a house that Barry built, then the Chase Center is the house that Curry built, and I don't know if anyone else deserves a statue out there. Something to that, too.
I don't have a problem with that. If there's only
Pippen
one...
Pippen ain't got a statue next to Mike.
If there's only one statue, it's got to be Curry. But don't give me Curry, Draymond, and Clay without Durant, please.
All right.
That's all.
I'll sign off on that.
But the other... I think Kevin Durant would get a standing ovation when he came back.
Not by everyone. People are going to be angry.
But on the internet the next day, he received a thunderous ovation, a few boos here and there from the nitwits. I think. Anyway, let's go to Elroy. Elroy's in San Francisco. Hey, Elroy.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I'm thinking he's probably going to end up leaving. And I don't think he gets a statue. If you're going to leave in the prime of your career to go chase your own legacy and then, you know, not stay for the brand new center, then you don't deserve a statue in the front. I don't think so.
Thanks for the call. You know, here's the other thing. I appreciate it, Elroy. Here's the other thing I don't know the answer to. People seem to think that playing in the Chase Center is a really big carrot. Is it? I'm not saying it's not.
To KD.
Yeah, to KD.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's the deal breaker.
Maybe,
I hear what you're saying.
Maybe it is.
He's going to play in it regardless.
Right.
Wherever he goes, he'll know what it's like to have played as a visitor and hopefully as the hometown guy.
Somebody said, they were talking about the years. KD's not going to statue after 3 years. Do you get into the Hall of Fame for a few good years? Well, I mean, Bill Walton's in the Hall of Fame, about 4 good years. What about Sandy Koufax, in the Baseball Hall of Fame? Just had a 4-year run of dominance. Let's go to Lionel in Fremont. What's up, Lionel?
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey,
gentlemen's guru. Man, love hearing you guys during the commute hours. Man, I love it. I mean, 10 to 12 is my favorite time on the radio station. But love hearing you guys in the afternoon. Real quick before I get to my point, Gianna. Congrats on the new addition coming to the family, man. That's got to be fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Have a new playing person.
Yeah.
And then real quick on KD, you know, I think he's going to stay a couple more years. And I do think, Simon, I do think you have a point about Draymond. That might maybe be where Draymond does depart. But sticking with KD, you know, him buying a place in San Francisco kind of makes me feel like he's staying for a little bit.
I look around the whole NBA. I don't see any other place that's better for him. I mean, unless he's into, like, kind of just being his own person, you know, maybe the Knicks or something. But I'll agree with a few callers and a few texters. If he goes to L.A., both teams, if he goes with Jerry West or if he goes with LeBron, he will get booed when he comes back. Love the show, guys. Let's go, Oakland. Go, duh.
Thank you. This is good.
A little relaxed in the evening, Lionel.
If KD goes to another team and wins three championships, is he going to have a statue at that arena, too?
Well, it took Michael Jordan 14 years and six chips, championships, to get a statue. 3 years in and out. That's quick, Gianna.
Can I solve this? How about this? Like, what do you call those where it's just like half of them, you know?
A bust?
A bust. Can KD at least get a bust? And then let
I can't sign off on it.
I mean, he deserves at least that, right?
Yeah, but that means if you leave, we loved you more than you loved me or us.
If but you're he's such a big part of the team.
If you're looking for a...
I want a commitment.
There is no, like, people are like, there's no better situation. You're right. There is no better situation in terms of, but we don't know what motivates Durant. He's won three, if they win it, he will have won three titles. Who's to say four is important to him? At that point, he might be like, okay, now I got three.
Okay.
I was with Westbrook. I thought he cost me a couple. I came to Golden State. I showed everybody how great I am. Now it's time to go somewhere else where there's not quite as much talent, where I can maybe have a team that I'm the best player on, but people are coming to play with me.
What if I told you, Matt Steinmetz, put your calculator down, quit adding, forget the championships. I'm a group guy. The Temptations. I always wanted to be a part of that. Cooley High. Movies about groups. And my point being, why wouldn't it be Kevin Durant saying, I want to be a Golden State Warrior? Why can't that be enough for him to stay? Forget the rings and your I don't want to say selfish, and your other quest. Why couldn't it just be about being a Warrior for the rest of his career? That, to me, merits...
Why would it be? He left Oklahoma City. He was in Oklahoma City longer than 3 years. Like, I just don't buy this. Oh, everything's so special.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to last forever. Again, they're not all going to retire Warriors. It's just not going to happen. That's what gets franchises in trouble, first of all.
Wow, man. I wish we could fast forward time. I hear you, but I don't agree with you, man.
Joe Lacob's going to have all these guys retire here. No way.
But isn't Joe printing paper to where he could just afford to be in the red?
No! Joe Lacob wants to win every single year.
Right.
So he's not going to extend these guys for 5 years at a time.
If it meant winning.
It won't mean winning. Don't you get it? You can't have a core stay together for 7 years and it wins all 7 years. It doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
I'm picturing my guys getting old.
And you know what? Like, everybody's acting like I'm negative. I'm not negative. Go ahead. Okay, give Durant a 5-year deal. Then give Draymond and Clay a 5-year deal.
Well, that's longer than I had in mind, but
what are you talking? That's as many years as they can get. First of all, you better give them at least four. Why would they stay?
What,
you know, and you know what? Draymond's going to be 30. Are you going to pay him big money for 4 years? Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead. I just don't know that a great owner and GM, you can't be sentimental.
You go on the Bill Walsh thing?
You can't be sentimental.
I'll let him go a year
not even
earlier
that.
Before.
I won't even go that. I won't even go a year before. I'll just say you can't go 4 years.
So there's going to be new blood in here regardless.
I would think so.
What decisions are made.
I think so.
There's going to be some new blood in here. At some juncture.
When?
In the next 2 to 3 years.
I think so, yeah, absolutely. I do. This is just what I'm thinking. I'm not saying I'm right.
No, we know.
So, no, we got full phone lines. We're going to get to them in a second. You're listening to Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we are in for Damon Bruce. We're normally on the radio 10 to 12 in the morning, and we also are with Gianna Franco on 95.7 The Game.